In your face.
Yep, you are in your face here on 3CR with James, and I am joined by Graham Clark, the editor of Finding Your Leather Tribe, Leather Men Speak Out on Authenticity, Self-Acceptance and Brotherhood. Graham, welcome to 3CR.
Thank you very much, James. It's good to be here.
It's great to meet you. Tell us about the book.
Oh my goodness. It all came about by accident. I was unemployed last year. Mentally, I wasn't doing so well after having looked for work for about 6 months. So I'd gone onto Amazon to find something to read. And one thing led to another. And now, you know, it became my passion project. I put a Google form together. I surveyed, you know, probably about 35 leather men from around the world. And now here we are.
It is wonderful because all of these global leather men in countries like, you know, Brazil, France, the Netherlands, Australia, the US,
absolutely,
all over, tell their stories. Let's start with you, Graham. Tell us your leather man story.
Okay, so I came to Melbourne in January 1986, which means, you know, I'm no spring chicken. I lived here for a while. You know, it took me a while to settle in, and I went to a number of different gay venues. Some of you might remember the Key Club all those years ago. And I went to the Lead one night, and that was it. I'd found my tribe. Like, I went in there with a friend, and it was kind of like my friend dissolved, if you know what I mean. Like, I was just looking around at these men in black. I didn't know they were wearing leather at the time. And I'm like, what's going on here? What's this all about? And all I know is it was, you know, I was turned on. Like, I'm not sure why, but I was. So it went from there. And then I started wearing leather. Within the next 2 or 3 years, I would go to parties in Sydney and Melbourne, Inquisition in Sydney, for example. And I go to the dance parties here as well, because I like dancing. And, you know, I'd be dancing in leather, you know, chaps, a jock strap, a harness, a muir cap, whatever. And yeah, and then, you know, I kind of dabbled in the kink side of things as well. You know, I've done a few things that we probably can't really talk about on air, but so yeah, I've been doing it for years. I mean, I've been into leather for a long time now, you know, like since probably about 1989 is when I first, you know, started to dabble in it. And I've been into leather in some form or another ever since.
Is it like being born again? It's certainly a second coming out, right?
Yeah, well, that's what the book is about. You know, it's like, you know, you come out to your sexuality, as in you come out as a gay man. And then for some gay men like myself, you come out a second time to your fetish, whether it's leather, rubber, or something else entirely different. Boots, one of the guys in the book, he came out basically when he was 5 years old, Mr. Brazil. He discovered boots, and that's how he discovered leather, by way of his fetish with boots. So yeah, it is. It's like an epiphany. You know, like that time when I went to the Lead for the very first time, it was like culture shock. Like for 20 minutes or so, I just couldn't speak. Like, I'm just looking around. I'm like, wow, like I've never been to a place like this before. And I love it. This is me. And I thought, I'm going to be back for sure. And I was about, I don't know, 3 weeks later, once I'd grown some facial hair.
Do you think that heterosexual men have a similar kind of attraction to fetish?
I do. I've been focusing on gay leather men, but there are straight leather men out there. I do encounter them on social media now and then. And I did think about trying to include like leather men who don't necessarily identify as being gay, but then I just thought, I just want to focus on what I know, as in gay leather men. But having said that, I did look for someone who had transitioned from female to male before becoming gay and then becoming out into leather. Like, it was just something that I wanted to do. I know that they're out there. I hear about them now and then. I've been trying to reach out to one that someone told me about recently who lives in Florida. So that person is still on my radar. I'm hoping that will happen at some point.
There are literally almost dozens of leather groups on Facebook, even in Australia, right? Tell us about that.
Absolutely. I didn't realize until recently, like I've been kind of looking around on social media to find out how I can do this without paying a lot of money. And someone said, oh, there's all these leather groups and kink groups on Facebook. I'm like, really? And I looked and, you know, I did a bit of searching and I found so many of them. Some of them have like, you know, 10,000 members. Some of them have like 10 or 20 members, but they are out there. Absolutely. There are a lot of them. And I did a post today, as you know, and I posted on Facebook and then I shared my post with about 19 or 20 leather groups.
Do you think that leather lovers, if you like, are much more prevalent in Australia than what's widely known?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say yes, because not everyone who's into leather necessarily goes to the Laird Hotel on a Thursday night for spit and polish. You know, I go there fairly regularly. Haven't been recently, however, because I've been really focused on getting the book ready. But I think there are probably a lot of leathermen out there who don't necessarily realize that they're that they are leathermen, if you know what I mean. They don't actually identify as leathermen, but they just love the feel of leather. When they put their leather pants on, you know, they do surreptitiously get a little bit turned on by it. Or if they see someone, you know, a hot guy wearing leather pants, you know, they get a little bit turned on by that. So in a sense, they are leathermen.
Social media has kind of evoked this quiet debate in the community about what is a leatherman's, you know, behavior, what is considered stylish and etiquette and poised, and what is considered a bit over the top in this social media world that we live in. What are your thoughts on leatherman etiquette?
Ooh, this is an interesting conversation, actually, because in the book, I've put a section in there about old guard and new guard. Now, if you've been into leather for some time now, you would know about the old guard. And the old guard are very traditional in terms of leather. Like, for example, classic example, just recently, IML, International Mr. Leather in Chicago, Honey Davenport won. And I remember watching Honey Davenport doing drag on RuPaul's Drag Race. So the fact that an ex-drag queen won, there were some, you know, old guard leather men who were up in arms about that. I saw a few things that were posted from some notable leather men in Europe, for example. I won't name names, but yeah, it's interesting because I like the old guard, but the thing is, you've got to move with the times. Like, you know, leather can't be stuck in the 1960s. It has to evolve. So I try and be a little bit more flexible in terms of leather. You know, like some guys say, well, you know, you'll see a guy wearing a red leather shirt. Like, no, it's got to be black. Well, no, not really. You know, it's leather. It doesn't matter. You know, and some guys wear faux leather, like fake leather. it really doesn't bother me. It's an attitude thing. It's not necessarily the way you dress. And by the same token, not every guy that's into kink is into leather. Not every leather guy is into kink. Do you know what I mean? They're not inclusive, mutually inclusive. You know, you can have one without the other. So yeah, you know, some leather men just like to wear leather, but they're not really, you know, they're not a dom or they're not a sub or a, you know, a top or a bottom, whatever, when it comes to leather. It's just they like wearing it. They feel good when they wear it. So yeah, I try to be inclusive. Yeah.
How many people did you interview for the book? Because you've got, well, actually, they tell their stories. It's in the first person, right?
That's right. Yeah, I went, I thought it was important to do first person. I wanted to make it friendly. I didn't want to make it kind of like a thesis or something, if you know what I mean. I wanted it to be accessible, so I wanted their voice as much as possible. But yeah, look, I created this Google form. I had no idea what I was doing. And, you know, I created it like August last year, I think it was, with 30 questions in it. I reached out to guys on Blue Sky, Facebook, Instagram. You know, I tried to mix it up. I didn't want it to be just white gay men, you know, that are like, you know, neurosurgeons and all that kind of stuff. Because leather's not not cheap, as we all know.
Did you find a few neurosurgeons?
I found that Mr. Brazil, by the way, he's... apart from the fact that he's super hot, it's like I thought I want him in my book because he's quite a thirst trap. But yeah, he's a medical practitioner, but he's very high up. I think he's a psychiatrist or something. I can't remember exactly what it is, but he sent me an email at one stage and I read the email signature and I'm like, ooh. But yeah, look, I went all out to get, you know, black men, migrants, you know, someone who's migrated to, there was one guy in San Francisco, his name's Jonathan. He's of Vietnamese descent. His family moved to, I think he said Canada initially. And, you know, he grew up in Canada. He spent his teens in Canada, but then he ended up moving to San Francisco. And when he went there, he was like me. When I went to the ledge for the first time, he's like, oh my God, I love this place. I have to live here. So, and you know, he looks hot in leather.
Who did you bond with the most and why?
Ooh, that's a really interesting question. Mentally, probably Jamie, who the Irish guy, he ended up being Mr. Leather Europe. When I interviewed him, he was just Mr. Leather Dublin, I think it was, or Mr. Leather Ireland. But he went on to become Mr. Leather Europe after, you know, about 4 or 5 months after I'd interviewed him. But, you know, just mentally, he was just so charismatic, so easy to talk to. You know, he was quite open and honest about his fetish. In fact, he was at IML this year and he came out onto the stage. I saw the video of him. He had red marks on his ass. So he'd been flogged the night before, I believe. But it was his way of saying, well, this is what I'm into. I'm not going to hide it. So, you know, he was quite proud of the fact that he had red marks on his ass. And I'm like, good on you. yeah.
Tell us when the book's coming out.
Technically, it's already out, but it's out as a PDF and an EPUB. So the EPUB is the format that you read on a Kindle or a Barnes & Noble Nook, I think it's called. I've got a Kindle, so yeah. But in terms of the soft cover, I'm going to be bringing out a soft cover, not unlike this one I've got here, James. This is one of the books that inspired me, called Leathermen Speak Out, an anthology on leather sex. So this is like my Bible. But it's going to be coming out within the next week or two. I've finalized the book. It's 260 pages, 24 stories, more than 150 leather groups, leather social groups, bars, retailers, parties, events. You know, like what I've tried to do is focus on the English-speaking leather and kink communities. So we're talking the US, Canada, the UK, and also, believe it or not, Germany, because apparently there's a lot of people speak English in Germany. And I thought, that's good, because they're really kinky anyway. So I want to include them in my promotional material. But the soft cover will be coming out any day now. I'm just waiting on one photo from one interviewee who decided he wanted to have his photo taken by a professional. So now we're just waiting on post-production. So yeah, as soon as that comes through, I'm going to be putting my book onto, some of you might know, Ingram Spark, and ticking the box enable global distribution. So it means it'll go out to, you know, the US, the UK, Canada, Brazil, etc. But yeah, I will be making an announcement on my social profiles, and also on the website, findingyourleathertribe.com.
Fantastic. Well, Graham Clark, the editor of Finding Your Leather Tribe, Leathermen Speak Out on Authenticity, Self-Acceptance and Brotherhood. Thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thank you very much, James. It's great to be here. 3CR.